Envy, Strife, and Division by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
I want us all to be following diligently with Christ. We sing, where he leads me, I will follow. Follow on. That's where we need to be. Following Jesus. And if we're following Jesus, we won't have divisions and strife and heartache. How did he put it there in verse number 3? He said, there is among you envy, strife, and divisions. I underlined those three words. Envy, strife, and divisions. They've got something I want. Envy. Strife. Take it on each other. You ever watch chickens? They'll kill that odd man out. They will. They get started, they'll peck one of them to death. I learned that real quick. My grandpa raised chickens. My folks had some chickens. Now, I used to have chickens, but this is too uptown a town to have chickens here. Well, they want me to pay them every year to have my chickens. I said, you guys can go fly a kite.
Yeah.
That's what I said in my heart and mind.
Yeah.
You have more trouble with dogs than you do with chickens. I never in my life saw a chicken peck anybody to death. But I've seen dogs tear people apart. And dogs run all over this community.
Yes.
Don't they?
Yes.
I understood there was a leash law as well. But I'm just going to obey the laws I want to. Because I'm just better than anybody else. I don't have to mind the law. Never mind, I'll have to answer to God one day. Okay? I wonder how that works. I've got my bed done. Guess what? I can have chickens in Hutchinson. I could have chickens if I lived in Wichita. Imagine that! This is the metropolis of metropolises. And I know that because every morning when I step out,
yes.
It smells like a city. If you're by the sewer.
Yeah.
And you know what? If we really cared about people, we'd be concerned how they live, wouldn't we? And we wouldn't be two-faced about the thing. We'd just come out and tell them how we felt about it. And as believers, we ought to live right. We ought to do right. God expects no less from us. In fact, he expects more from us than he does from all the rest of the crowd. Because we got a different daddy, if you will. You know, today they say, who's your daddy? My daddy's tougher than your daddy. Trust in the Lord. By the way, pray for the troops. Pray that they will have great success. Pray that the Lord will put a hedge of protection over them.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Yes.
Pray a hedge of protection over them. Because I pray every day. Every day.
Yes.
For those, I call them kids anymore.
Yeah.
call them kids anymore. Why? Because most all of them is under 50. Most of them. Pray that our leadership is wise, because we're dealing with people that tell lies. Are you hearing me? They tell lies because they don't do what's right. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They look at us as infidels, and I can do whatever I want to with an infidel. That's not our teaching. That's not the way that we live. God values every life. Life is important to God. Guess who's the one who's the author of death? The devil. And those that are with him. And I pray we'll be standing on the outside. Amen?
Amen.
God desires us to make a difference in our world. And if we're living for Jesus, our lives are going to be different. And it's the Spirit of God that makes the difference. Not us, not individuals, but God in us. And I pray that He will use us all to make a difference in our community. That we'll be able to share Christ, that young people, old people, tired people, and come to Christ and know His goodness and grace. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Who's the one that built the church? God. He used the Word and the Spirit of God to convince men of their sin and their need of Christ in their lives. That's the answer. Yes, it's not us. He said, we are laborers, verse 9, together with God. With God. Without God, we can do nothing. We can build nothing. We can establish nothing. But with God, we can do all things. All things. Unimaginable things can be accomplished. If we're walking with God, serving Him, depending on Him day to day. That's where God wants us to be. Serving Him with a true and faithful heart. And we need to build on the foundation that's already been laid. 1942, they poured a foundation here. They built. We're still here. Not very many. But we've got some faithful folks. Praise God for you. God's still working in lives. But He's got a lot of work to do. Starting with me. God didn't call me to be a fruit inspector. He called me to be a pollinator. You ever watch bees work? Without bees, they would not have an almond harvest. So many of them, they transport in from out of state to pollinate and secure a harvest that they couldn't have without God's special care with that special little bee. Y'all like honey? I think I might learn how to raise bees. The problem you have with bees is they can get into chemicals that will kill them. They'll they can get into diseases that will kill them. Kind of like us. Amen? We're as if we're God's worker bees, right? God's worker bees, and we're flying all around, and we're trying to pollinate, give that truth into lives so that they can develop and grow and become Christians, followers of Christ. Follow, I will follow on. How about you? Will you follow on following Jesus, serving Him with a true and faithful heart every day? That's what God calls us to do. And trusting Him to give the increase. Because He's the only one that can give a true increase. May God bring that increase and use us in the process to accomplish that job. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. Help us to be true to our calling. Work in us and through us. Use us, we pray. Forgive us where we fall short, where we sin against you. Lord, forgive us, confessing our sin. We know you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for that great truth. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you, to be used by you for your glory and honor and praise. We ask this in Christ's name.